Carol?
He called, starting toward her. He passed the snot-green crotch rocket cut between the rear bumper of a van and a sedan, temporarily lost sight of her as he hurried along the side of a rumbling 16-wheeler, then saw her again. Carol? Hey, Carol! Yet when she turned toward him, he wondered what the hell was wrong with him. What had possessed him? If Carol was still alive, she had to be pushing 50 now, just as he was. This woman looked maybe 35. Sully stopped, still a lane away. Cars and trucks rumbling everywhere, and an odd whickering sound in the air, which he at first thought was the wind, although the afternoon was hot and perfectly still. Carol? Carol Gerber? The whicker was louder, a sound like someone flicking his tongue repeatedly through his pursed lips, a sound like a helicopter 5 clicks away. Sully looked up and saw a lampshade tumbling out of the hazy blue sky directly at him. He dodged backward in an instinctive startle reflex, but he had spent his entire school career playing athletic sports of one kind or another, and even as he was pulling back his head, he was reaching out his hand. He caught the lampshade quite deftly. On it was a paddle boat churning downriver against a lurid red sunset. "We're doing fine on the Mississippi," was written above the boat in scrolly, old-fashioned letters below it, in the same scrolly caps, "How's by you?" Where the fuck did this come from, Sully thought, and then the woman, who looked like an all-grown-up version of Carol Gerber, screamed. Her hands rose as if to adjust the sunglasses propped in her hair, and then just hung beside her shoulders, shaking like the hands of a distraught symphony conductor. It was how old Mama-san had looked as she came running out of her shitty fucked-up hooch and into the shitty fucked-up street of that shitty fucked-up little villa in Dongha Province. Blood spilled down over the shoulders of the tennis woman's white dress, first in spatters, then in a flood. It ran down her tanned upper arms and dripped from her elbows. "Carol?" Sully asked stupidly. He was standing between a Dodge Ram pickup and a Mack semi, dressed in a dark blue suit, the one he wore to funerals, holding a lampshade souvenir of the Mississippi River, "How's by you?" and looking at a woman who now had something sticking out of her head. As she staggered a step forward, blue eyes still wide, hands still shaking in the air, Sully realized it was a cordless phone. He could tell by the stub of aerial, which jiggled with each step she took, a cordless phone had fallen out of the sky. Had fallen God knew how many thousands of feet, and now it was in her head.